Let's talk about one of those continuing wars. The last American commander in Afghanistan lost his job over remarks made in the press. So it may be no accident that the new commander is famous for his careful management of the press. General David Petraeus has begun a round of media interviews. He turned up yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman was listening. He's with us live. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What did you learn?
Well, not too much, really. Again, General Petraeus carefully manages the press, and this is perfectly choreographed here, this appearance on NBC. And throughout the week, Petraeus will hit all the major TV networks. And he's carrying a sort of a steady theme that, first of all, there is some success in Afghanistan with improved security in parts of Helmand Province in the south. They've also started creating what are, in essence, armed community watch groups in some villages. But he's also saying that this is going to take a long time. There are significant challenges still with security in parts of the country, with corruption in the Karzai government, lack of basic government services for the Afghan people. And he's also going to has said and will say that this administration has finally resourced this adequately, that there are enough soldiers and civilians to start getting the job done.
Well, one question people have is, when you look at all those problems, whether Petraeus thinks he has a way to win this war or if he just wants to get out.
Well, it seems like he believes they can have success, and he's very careful about using the term winning or win. I think what they're trying to do is stabilize this government, increase the size of the Afghan security forces. They're not going to try to turn them to a Marine Corps, certainly, but adequate enough to be able to fight the Taliban on their own. So I don't think he's going to cut and run. And frankly, I think what he's saying is it's going to take a lot longer than people think. Now, the president has said he would like to start removing troops by July 2011. Now, administration officials from Vice President Biden to Defense Secretary Gates are backing off on that, saying don't expect too many to be cut. And Petraeus himself talked about this a bit yesterday. Let's listen to what he said.
This is a date when a process begins that is conditions-based. And as the conditions permit, we transition tasks to our Afghan counterparts in the security forces and in various governmental institutions. And that enables a, quote, responsible drawdown of our forces.
So that's very, very carefully placed words there. Conditions-based, what in essence means you need better security, better government before you can leave parts of the country. So he's sending the message, don't expect huge numbers to come out by next July. And in fact, one general told me who had some experience in Afghanistan, I asked him, when do you think large numbers of troops can start coming home? And without a beat, he answered, 2014.
Although if you're going to keep large numbers of troops in Afghanistan, you need to maintain political support. What's the next point at which Petraeus has to demonstrate some progress here?
Well, in December, he's going to have a review, and people I talk with say he's going to have to show some signs of improvement. And that comes, I think, partly with the military operations you're seeing in the south now, particularly around the city of Kandahar. And I was there back in June and July, and it's pretty bad north of the city in the Argandab River Valley. It's really like Dodge City almost. Taliban are shooting up the real estate. So I think there's a lot of pressure, particularly in the Argandab Valley north of Kandahar, to show some progress by year's end.
Tom, let's listen to what Petraeus said when he was asked if the United States is lowering its goals somewhat in Afghanistan.
At the end of the day, it's not about their embrace of us. It's not about us winning hearts and minds. It's about the Afghan government winning hearts and minds. This isn't to say that there is any kind of objective of turning Afghanistan into Switzerland in 3 to 5 years or less. Afghan good enough is good enough.
Okay, Afghan good enough is good enough. Is that goal a good enough goal?
Well, I think certainly for the administration, they say just trying to get this place stable, trying to create enough Afghan security forces is good enough. The previous administration, I think, tried to turn this into a shining example of democracy. You're not hearing that now.
Tom, thanks very much, as always.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman bringing us up to date on the first of what may be several television appearances by General David Petraeus, the new American commander in Afghanistan. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.